Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. And good afternoon and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We're on to question number two today. Has your faith grown weary from life's disappointments? Mm. This is a good one because all of us, I'm sure, at some point in our life can say yes.
Yes. It's for real.
Yes, my faith has grown weary from life's disappointments. Okay, so now what are we to do about it?
Listen to that. Disappointment is real. Hear me, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Disappointment is real. But it does not mean God abandoned us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we get it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because disappointment is real. And we quickly, as soon as we're disappointed, we think God abandoned us.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what? We're ready to give up. Okay. I'll be trusting God and all of this happening to me. Mm-hmm. I don't see the reason to what? To believe in him no more. I've come across in my lifetime a lot of people, when they're disappointed, the first thing they're ready to quit. And they put it on. I don't know if I need to believe in this God. Okay?
And a lot of times we're disappointed because things didn't go our way. So it didn't go the way we wanted it to go. It didn't happen when we wanted it to happen. It didn't happen the way we wanted it to happen. So that's what's bringing the disappointment. We're looking onto man for our appointment, and then we're becoming disappointed. But when we do experience times where things didn't necessarily go the way we envision them, we have to go back to God.
Yeah.
Because, you know, maybe it's just not the time. Maybe it's bigger than we even asked for, and there's more preparation that is required. You know, maybe we would settle for a low-level entry point when God has called us to have total dominion and total authority in that life area. So sometimes we're disappointed we didn't get a certain job or we didn't get that. Well, could it be that he's provoking us to get our qualifications up, to get our level of experience up, to get our faith up so that we're able to handle more of an assignment than we ever asked for?
One of the lessons that I learned, and it's a reality check, because we always teach, you have to grow your faith. Mm-hmm. You need to grow your faith. So the lesson that I learned, my faith grows when I can trust God in that disappointing time. Mm-hmm. That's when my faith grows. My faith doesn't grow when I get the answer. My faith grows when I stay through the trial and trust God, and then the answer comes. And so I said, we give up too quick. There's a test of our faith. It's to not to harm us, but to grow it. So we become stronger when we come through that trial. Yeah, that's what James says, guys. He says, count it. How?
All joy.
Mm-hmm. When you what? Fall into a diverse, all different type of temptation.
Now, I was going to say, now, do you think that anybody in the Bible got disappointed when weary? I'm going to let you know. I have four of them right here. Well, John the Baptist. Now, if you all remember, John the Baptist leaped in Elizabeth's belly when Mary went. So if anybody's going to know Jesus is the Christ, it would be him. But while he was in prison, he sent messengers. And in Matthew 11:3, he said, yeah. Are you the one who is who has come?
Oh, we need to look for another.
I mean, he was in prison. Of course, he was, like, distressed. And even him, he leaped in Elizabeth's womb, and he was still questioning him. And another one in Psalm 13:1, David repeatedly cried, how long, O Lord? And Elijah is another one in 1 Kings 19. He, after a great victory, became so discouraged that he wanted to die. And this last one is going to surprise you. His disciples had no clue. The, you know, when he got crucified, they didn't know what was going on. They only came to faith when he reappeared to them.
That's right.
They lost all hope. I mean, Peter denied him. You know, so my point is, this is 2,000 years ago. Nothing is new under the sun. This is the way it is. Everybody, from the Bible right to this day in 2026, we all get disappointment. We all get weary. We all want things to be the way we want it to be, the way we think it should be. But the fact is that God is always in control, and he will answer your prayer in his timing and in his way.
And then when you hear those names.
I love that.
It's good. What was your first thought? What? Yeah. John the Baptist? He was disappointed? What? David was disappointed? Mm-hmm. What? Elijah? Yeah. What? The disciples? Because we see all the power that they operated in. Yeah. We see all the different crossroads, the victories, the achievements, how they furthered the kingdom, miracles, signs, and wonders. We see all these things in the Bible, but we're seeing it in retrospect, after the fact. They had to endure some things. Yeah. They had to operate in faith that endures. And in the days of David, in the days of Elijah, in the days of John the Baptist, in the days of the disciples prior to the crucifixion and the resurrection, they didn't have the inward dwelling of the Holy Spirit to help them like we do today. The Spirit of God would come upon them for great exploits. The Spirit of God would come upon them to commune with them in prayer, give them directives and prophetic words. But the Holy Spirit did not dwell in them. The disciples experienced the inward dwelling of the Holy Spirit after the resurrection and after the ascension, the release of the Holy Spirit after the day of Pentecost. So that they didn't have what we have, and they were still able to bounce back from their disappointment, and they were still able to persevere and operate in faith that endured, to do all the magnificent things, the works that God worketh through them that we still talk about today. And we have the Holy Spirit. We have the Comforter to comfort us through our disappointments. We have the Holy Spirit to teach us. It says that he teaches us all things, not just scriptures, but he teaches us all things. We have the teacher, we have the helper, we have the friend of the Holy Spirit continually with us. And we were even told, hey, the Holy Spirit is coming, Jesus told them, and greater works you will be able to do because of the inward dwelling of the Holy Spirit. So we have so much more to cling to through the Holy Spirit to move past our disappointments and come into the promises.
And I love this, where we're going with this teaching this morning, and those four examples. Because when you think of John the Baptist, man, John the Baptist, he is the forerunner, mm-hmm. Jesus. And he started questioning. Mm-hmm. He said to us, go ask him if he's the one. Mm-hmm. I should start to look for another. Mm-hmm. maybe he's not the one. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's not the Christ. He's not the one that coming to redeem or take away the sins of the world. Maybe I need to focus on someone else. Disappointment is real.
When he was talking his ministry was growing. When he started talking crazy, he ended up decapitated. So when he was talking he was seeing the fruit of his mouth.
Yes.
When he was talking wrong, he also saw the fruit of his mouth.
He
said, is it you? Should we look for another? That's said, it's done. And it was done.
Yeah.
But when he was proclaiming and he was excited and he was going through baptizing people and he was doing what God called him to do, even when he was in the wilderness and he was by himself often, he was still excited about the fire that was of the assignment that was put within him. But when he started talking in alignment with his disappointment, it put those things to end.
And think about the disciples, though, guys.
Yeah, that's
the disciples.
Yeah,
another one. Mm-hmm. On crucifixion mm-hmm. day with Jesus, mm-hmm. the Jesus that they saw work all the miracles mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and was with him.
Yeah.
When that last word on that cross, it is finished, and he give up the ghost, and his body's taken down, mm-hmm. they all pack up.
Yeah, distraught.
Yes, come on. Mm-hmm. You got to read it. Mm-hmm. They all packed up. Yeah. It's over. It's done. Mm-hmm.
They thought he was going to be the king. They knew he was a great teacher. They knew he was a great companion. Yeah. They knew he was a great provider.
Yeah.
And they had this vision, these thoughts that he was going to be king. And no, he wasn't. He didn't come to be the king on the earth.
That's right.
He came because he's the king of glory.
Glory. Hallelujah. He is the king of glory, not the king of the empire.
Of a region,
of the region. It's a different time. And so they didn't get it again until resurrection. That's right, Emily. It's the resurrection, when the resurrection occurs and the news go out. Wait a minute. He's alive.
Amen.
He's alive. Then they said, really? All that he says was what? True.
True. He wasn't just talking the talk. He was talking the truth.
Hallelujah. And that's how we are. We are so human, and we get into the flesh quickly when things not working the way we think it's supposed to be.
Exactly.
When it's not working out the way I put it. I had already, Pastor Diana, Pastor Emily, I had already figured this thing out. I got it all figured out. And when it doesn't work that way, there comes a big disappointment. Hallelujah.
So how do we become rekindled to be able to move forward? In summary, it's through the word of God. We have to encourage ourselves. We have to strengthen ourselves through the word of God. So we have to declare what God says about us. We have to declare God's promise. We have to go back to the vision that he has given us, you know, those things that we wrote down, those things that he spoke, you know, long ago or maybe recently. We have to go back to those things. And when stuff goes a different way than we figured, we have to really tune in. Okay, is it because there's opposition from the enemy, or is it God guiding me in another way? You know, sometimes we get so set in what we think God said, but we had put our own twist on it already, and it wasn't what God actually said. But if we could go back to where we initially had the encounter and reread and go back to God, he will show us the way to go. Make your day count. Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.